Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Timothy chapter 4, we were talking about meditating and what we are to meditate on. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now let's think about this word meditate. To meditate is to engage in continuous and contemplative thought. When it's applied to the Bible, meditation calls for dwelling on scriptural truth over a period of time. Scriptural truths, not books of men, scriptural truths. Meditate on them. Sometimes this affects watchings. When the Bible speaks of watchings, it means staying up when normally you'd be asleep. Staying up and you're meditating, thinking on these things. Sometimes it's fasting when you're avoiding food to give yourself to meditate on this. Sometimes it's both fasting and watching. Preacher, meditate. He's being told to throw himself completely into the ministry, throwing himself at the feet of Jesus. Give yourself wholly to him. But that all starts on the inner man. Give your time. Give your physical strength. Again, don't be worried about burning out the candle. Don't be as worried about that as yours having too much candle left when you leave, that thy profiting may appear to all. Appear to all has the idea to shine, to manifest, clearly seen. Young preacher, your pulpit should show that you've studied the word. It should not be, well, I'll just open my mouth and I'll trust the Lord to fill it. Too often your mouth is filled with hot air or some outline that you've stolen from somewhere that you have no idea it wasn't born in your heart. It just sounded good to your ears. The inner man needs goals. The inner man needs strength. And is strengthened as he meditates in the word, in the reading, the exhortation, the doctrine. And he prepares and he does the work. But the inner man also needs to be focused. And we see that in verse 16. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Therefore the inner man must take heed to thyself. A Christian who is listless in spiritual matters will not make progress, especially if he's a pastor. Pastor must lift the people. But how can he lift people if he's not up there to lift? Therefore, a pastor must always examine his life by the scripture. An unexamined life is simply not worth living. Preacher, do not be correct on doctrine, but then incorrect in living doctrine. Don't be, as Paul said, after I've preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Remember, doctrine is practical. We think of the doctrine of free will. Free will, you realize that sometimes you preach the word and you raise your children the way they should go, but their free will takes them another area. And a lot of modern religious psychology blames parents, blames everybody else when a person's been exposed to the word of God and takes accountability away from the person. No, free will. Doctrine is practical. See, the doctrine of holiness should impact on how we live our life. If we learn what holiness is, then we'll be very careful of what we watch on television. Don't get so busy preparing your mind you do not prepare your heart. Preacher, you must take heed, give yourself unto doctrine, and continue in doctrine and in living it, that you might save yourself and those that hear you. And not speaking of your soul going to heaven or to hell, but our failure, whether it's in the Christian life of losing rewards or causing other people, because the way we live, not want what we have, not to be saved. They can't see peace. They can't see joy in the things of Jesus. They see your peace and joy comes in the things of the world that you've added to your religion. Understand, the doctrine of accountability says there's no excuse before God. The witness of His Word, the witness of His Holy Spirit. Preacher, get your heart right with God. Now, those that have been listening over these last few days and realize so much of this has been to young preachers, and it seems like, wow, why would you preach like that when it should be just for a pastor's conference, maybe? Well, that's the way the Bible addresses it. But more than that, it is something that each of us need to see. You may have to one day get a new pastor in your church, and God gives you these things to see if they're the people that you should call. It's a biblical test, these things that are here. Use the Word of God in your life. Some of you may be moving to new areas. You want to look for a church. See if the pastor measures up to this. Now, the pastor's not going to be perfect. No one is. He's going to make mistakes. But see if, in general, he lines up with this. Now, let me also say, although I've been speaking to pastors, I don't want to close out chapter 4 without saying, my friend, realizing that pastors are going to be called to account, Christians are going to be called into account, do you realize that you too are going to be called to account? You won't be at the same judgment bar that I'm at or any saved person will be, because a saved person appears at a place called the judgment seat of Christ, the Bema seat. Some of us that are at that Bema seat are going to receive rewards. Others going to be saved, but just so as by fire, they didn't get thrown into hell. But nothing to lay at Jesus' feet. Their lives a waste as they enter eternal life. There's no rewards. Not much of a rule and reign for them, although the worst place in heaven will be a billion times better than the best place in hell. Now, without Jesus Christ, you appear to a throne called the Great White Throne Judgment. At that place, it doesn't determine whether you're going to heaven or to hell. You're going to hell. You're going to that lake of fire forever and ever. There'll be no ceasing to exist. There'll be no escape. There's no hope. You'll be judged out of those things about your life, because every detail of your life, your thoughts, the intentions, the words, the deeds, all of it's going to come out. There's nothing that will not be made known. And you'll stand before God. The reason for the judgment is not to say whether you go to heaven or to hell. The reason for the white throne judgment is it determines how bad your hell's going to be. It's going to be worse for some than it is for others, just like heaven is better for some than it is for others. And yet Jesus wants to save you. In 2 Peter 3:9, it says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish. In other words, he doesn't want you to spend your eternity in a hell. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. In Acts chapter 3, verse 19, he says, repent ye therefore, turn from yourself, turn from your sin, and be converted. Give yourself to Christ. You know, in a sense, you're giving your sin to Christ to take away, to cleanse you by his blood. Acts 17:30 says that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he's appointed a day in which he will judge the world. God wants to save you. And he'll save you if you'll come to him in repentance and faith. Faith is believing that Jesus, when he died on the cross, indeed died for every sin you ever have or ever will commit, and that he was buried. And 3 days later, he rose up victorious over hell and the grave.
Therefore, only he has the keys of hell and of death. In other words, only he is the way. That's why John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Acts 4:12, there's none other name given among men whereby you must be saved. My friend, God wants to save you. You must be willing for him to cleanse you of your sin by his blood. You must be willing for him to come into your heart and life as your God and Savior. Romans 10:9 says it this way, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Confessing. That means you're saying, he is my Lord. Not just statement, but in fact, I want him to be my Lord. And shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. That's the righteousness of Christ. Christ in you. With the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, would you ask the Lord right now to save you? He will. He will. Won't you do it right now? Bow your head. Would you pray? Pray a prayer like this. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sin. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross for all my sin and died for me. I believe 3 days later he rose up bodily from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you, would you write us? You can email us. You can send me a postcard. You can even call the church and let us know that you've received Christ as your Savior. On our website is the Building Blocks book that I so often advertise of sending to people. And if you don't have internet and you're listening by way of radio, I'd mail one to you if you'll write me and just let me know your address. I'll send it to you absolutely free. We don't have mailing lists. We only mail back to people that write us. But my friend, let us know. And then if you don't belong to a church, look in the yellow pages under Baptist Independent Fundamental. Call them up, find out if they're using the good King James Bible, if their music is not rock and roll. And if it's not that way, then if they don't use the King James and they use the rock and roll music, don't go. But if it's the way it's supposed to be, let them know the decision you just made and ask the pastor what your next step and let him help you. Well, I want to thank you today for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please tell your friends about the Lamp and Light and ask them to listen too, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.